Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey sports station. No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
Mike, what's the game plan for the starters, specifically Drake, come Friday night?
Again, focused on today, and they'll get a lot of reps so, today, different situations, and again, I would say most everybody that's healthy should expect to play in the game. How long they'll play, I don't know, but we have to prepare to play in football games and, you know, prepare to win football games. So that's the mentality that we're going to take.
High noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. That was Mike Vrabel the other day leading up to Patriots joint practices. He expects everybody who's healthy to play at least a little bit in the game tonight. What do you guys want to see specifically out of Drake May in the first team offense? You can discuss 617-779-7937. We'll get you the week in review coming up about 40 minutes from now at 12:45. We also have Keith's keys to the preseason.
Woo!
At 1 o'clock. Now, it's not just the game tonight, right, Keith? It's the whole preseason?
It's the preseason.
All three games lumped in.
Just the preseason.
Oh.
I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. The entire
game. Maybe there's some for tonight. Maybe there's just some for preseason. Tune in to find out.
Okay. Well, stay tuned. Less than an
hour
from now.
It will be different than Jermaine Wiggins. Jermaine Wiggins had his keys to the game tonight.
Yep.
Not to spoil them, but it was Will Campbell, receivers Drake May. So these will be a little different than that.
Okay. We'll get those at 1 o'clock, plus grab bag and the clip du jour. The news of the day, Joe Mazzulla, multi-year extension with the Boston Celtics. Can't say that's shocking. I know not everybody loves Joe Mazzulla. Good opportunity for him to prove himself this year without Tatum or get exposed, depending on when Tatum comes back. We talked about his timeline for a return as well, based on some comments from Rich Gotham, the Celtics president. Sounds like he's ahead of schedule. Sounds like he's going to force the Celtics to make a decision at some point. So you can weigh in on that as well. Again, 617-779-7937. But in the meantime, we were talking about Drake May and how much he should play. I think, and I already felt like he should get a series or two. After watching Burrow last night, he should play the same amount Burrow played. What did Burrow get? I think 15 reps,
nine or 10 pass attempts,
whatever it was.
Or no, 10. Was he like 9 or whatever? Yeah.
I think he threw an incompletion on his first and then was complete every pass after that, pretty much because he was peppering Ja'Marr Chase all night long.
Smart.
So if Burrow can get two series in a preseason game, Drake May absolutely should. The other side of that coin would be the Colts game last night. Anthony Richardson And hopefully May has a little more sense than Richardson. But May left a couple of games early last year and got himself concussed one time. And we thought concussed the second time, leaving against the Chargers later on in the year. So maybe he doesn't have that sense. And maybe you got to worry about putting him out there. I wouldn't. I would get him out there. I would get him reps. I want to hit the ground running week one. I think the Bengals are sick and tired of starting slow. They haven't been giving their guys preseason reps the last few years. They said, enough of this. We lost to the Patriots week one, for God's sakes, last year. It's what prevented us from making the postseason. We're going to start on time this year. We're not going to screw around. And I think if the Bengals can do that, the Patriots should do that as well. May should get at least a couple of series tonight.
Yeah, smart by the Bengals, really. You know, they need to do something different because they've been so bad. Last year, we saw it firsthand how bad they are early in the season. But as it relates to the Patriots, I think if you're Drake May and you, let's say you start the game and you look in the huddle, your center is new. You never played in an NFL game with that center or the left tackle or the left guard or the right tackle. Depending on which of the three running backs you use, that might be a new guy, right? And then a couple of your wide receivers might be new. So the only players you've even been on the field with in a game setting are what? Hunter Henry, Mike Onwenu, and like Ramondre.
Yeah.
Everybody else pretty much. Pop Douglas too.
Yeah.
And Booty. But like you could have
a lot of Trey Jacobs the way it's trending. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess, well, it could be him. But no, but like most of the offensive line could be new. And I don't think Steph Diggs plays, but maybe he does. Maybe Matt Collins plays. Maybe Kyle Williams plays. You know, Henderson. Plus Josh McDaniels is going to be the one calling in the plays. Mike Vrabel is going to be the one overseeing all of this. Like, that's a lot of new stuff. And you weren't exactly lighting the world on fire a year ago. You aren't Jaden Daniels. Like, it's funny that this is the opponent in game one. Same draft class. You know, go right into the league, different first years. Jaden Daniels goes all the way to the NFC title game. He returns with a team that has the same offensive coordinator, same head coach. If he doesn't play at all, I won't question them. I'll be like, all right, that's your plan. Maybe he plays next week.
I don't know that I'd really question it either, but do you think Daniels plays tonight?
No.
Me neither.
No.
Do you think he should?
No.
So I do because there's no McLaurin. He needs reps with Debo. Like, See,
no McLaurin's also another reason why I think no. Like, if they think, unless they think he's not coming
back. That's what I'm saying. But what if you got to play the first month without McLaurin? What if this
then
does bleed into the season?
Yeah.
No, but then your quarterback punted on the offseason because he's like, oh, I got chemistry with McLaurin. I won't have any with any of these other guys. I'd say the same thing about him. He should get a series or two tonight.
See, I would probably play him a quarter or two in the second game and then not in the third. That's how I think each quarterback, like, I don't think you can have sort of a rule for every player and for every team. You know, Jaden Daniels, that's how I would do it. Drake May, I would play him tonight for a series or even two. I'd play him probably a half in the second game and then let him sit in the third game. That's how I would do it for him. I think he needs more reps with everybody around him than a Daniels does.
Something that Curran told us on Tuesday that I meant to bring up earlier in the show because it was rattling around my head today. And this would not be my reason to play him. In fact, I don't really think it's a good reason to play him, but I do think it's a reality. And the fact that Curran said it got my antenna up. He's like, well, don't the Patriots kind of owe their fans a little something in these preseason games? It's a home game. Drake May's here. Not everybody could make joint practices the other day. So, you know, are you going to make your season ticket holders drive all the way down to watch four quarters of Ben Woolridge? Or are you going to give them a couple of series of Drake May? I'm not saying that's a good reason to do it.
Yeah.
But are the Patriots down bad enough business-wise where they're like, let's get Drake out there to keep people happy?
Yeah, I kind of get what he's saying, but I wouldn't factor that in. Like, if I was Mike Vrabel, I'd be like, whatever you think is best to get the team ready. It's the same complaints I have in the NBA. Like, I think it's nuts when these guys play, they take 20 games off a year. I don't know. That's what they decide. And if that makes them the best for the postseason and if they think that gives them a better chance to have those guys healthy long run, that's the ultimate goal. So for most teams, like, that's what you want to do. You want to, you know, make the playoffs or whatever else, and you want your guys to be healthy because there's the two sides of that, right? If he's playing late into if he's playing extra reps in a preseason game and gets hurt, you're going to have all the people in the world be like, why the hell was he even out there? So it's obviously a fine line with it. I think a lot of fans, myself included, have just kind of accept preseason football is what it is. Like, I'm not saying like, oh, you owe the fans to see more of these guys. Like, it's a ripoff. It's a giant ripoff. Like, what I think, like, the Supreme Court was going to look into it or something. Weren't they literally going to, like, talk about how, like, you shouldn't pay full price for what is not a full product?
It's fraud or something.
It
like
is.
That.
Yeah, some, there yeah. is something yeah. about it where, like, we're paying for, you know, for years and years and years, Tom Brady. And then you go to see the game and you're like, well, he's not there. He's barely playing. So, yeah, I don't think they really need to factor that in. I think fans will go. They'll be annoyed. They're like, oh, it's Woolridge. But it's still football. They still drove out there. They'll have their beers, and then they'll, you know, hopefully get home safely.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that would be a bad reason to get them in the games. But I don't always think the Patriots, under Robert Kraft in recent years, have made the soundest decisions. And so I wouldn't rule that out, especially since Curran just kind of said that out of nowhere. Like, it's not like we asked him about that.
Yeah, right.
Kind of out of nowhere, he's like, well, geez, I wonder if they owe it to the fans to kind of get May out there for a little bit. And I was like, huh, I wonder if that's where they're at, again, business-wise.
Yeah.
Not that that would be a good football reason to make the decision. You can jump in again, 617-779-7937. What about Will Campbell? Should Will Campbell play more than May? Should, when May checks out of the game, should he leave as well? How many reps does he need tonight?
I'd like to see him a decent amount. I would put him in longer than Drake May. So if Drake May gets one series, and you're hoping it's not three and out, because three and out, and what if it's like run, incomplete pass, punt? You're like, I didn't really see anything.
Yeah, get an extra series.
He'd like one more. But let's say he has a series where they pick up a first down, and you're happy with Drake May, and you get him out of the game. I think Will Campbell, even though there doesn't seem to be, I don't even know who the backup left tackle would be. Like, it is his job. Like, he has to really, really lose the job to not be the starting left tackle. But at the same time, I'd like to see him get a few more reps. It's been up and down in camp. A lot of the talk is struggles a bit in the one-on-ones. Team period kind of holds his own. And so now you are going full go. And there's a lot of times when you watch him practice and you're like, ooh, did he hold him long enough, or would that have been a sack?
Right.
Or, like, could the quarterback have thrown? Would the quarterback have run? Like, what's going? At least you have that now. So if he gets whatever Drake May gets, and then also, like, a Josh Dobbs series or two, I'd be happy with that.
So that's what I think I would do with Campbell. I'm assuming Dobbs won't play a ton tonight either. I think
not.
They kind of know what those guys are, and Woolridge is going to play a crap ton.
It's
going
to be Wooly.
But if May gets a series or two and Dobbs gets another series or two, Campbell should play with those two.
Yeah.
And then I'd get him out. I'd say the same thing about Jared Wilson. I know you don't expect Steph Diggs tonight. Neither do I. Do you expect him at all in the preseason? Meaning a game.
Yeah, I think he might. Now, Randy Moss didn't, famously, and then hit the ground running.
I'm not sure we're going to. I think
he's done more at camp than I thought that he would do. And so this isn't like your typical just guy off of an injury. Like, I go back to the getting on the same page with Drake May, and, you know, for all the success in the joint practice, when they did introduce Steph Diggs later into the practice, didn't look as good.
No.
You know, like, they looked better with Booty and Pop and Mac Hollins. So you'd like to see them get a little bit of a connection. I think there is precedent, though. Like, you could say, well, not all veterans play in the preseason and then they still go out and have Pro Bowl years. So I wouldn't, like, lose my mind. But I would like to see him work in a rotation next week. I don't need to see him tonight.
I doubt he plays tonight.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday. Our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Though, who knows? I bet he doesn't play in a preseason game. And I personally don't really need to see it. As long as he's out there at the joint practices, that's a controlled setting where he can go hopefully through some one-on-ones if they do that. They didn't do any wide receiver corner one-on-ones last week with the Commanders. Maybe they will next week with the Vikings. He can go through some 7-on-7 and 11-on-11s. Like, to me, for a veteran like him, I want the chemistry with May and him. But I would trust that to be ready by week one. I don't need to see him in these preseason games getting hurt for no reason. Like, that's one guy I would manage coming back from an injury. Morgan Moses, Carlton Davis to a lesser degree. So
right.
My guess is we won't see him. I'm not going to kick and scream if he's playing in these games unless he gets stretchered off. But I would wager on him probably participating a little bit more in the joints next week against the Vikings, and then probably not at all in the preseason. Anybody else you got your eyes on? You mentioned Kyle Williams as well.
Yeah, Kyle Williams, of course. I think the whole rookie class, because they all could play such a big role on the team this season. Jared Wilson obviously is another one. You know, I assume he's going to play as long as Campbell plays. Although, I don't know. I mean, I think he's pretty much the left guard, and he's sort of out of that center rotation, even though early in camp he kind of was. Probably don't need him in there. But those two guys, they could both be starters. Henderson, who has had some very high highs in camp so far. And do they just take the three running backs and find a way to use the three running backs? Or does, like, Gibson and Henderson look really good, and you're like, well, maybe that's all you need.
So that's actually an interesting thing, too. Like, does Ramondre get a series with May, and then May comes out for a second series and it's Gibson? Or is Henderson mixing him with that group? Is he mixing it on passing downs? Are they kind of running on and off the field? Like, how are those guys utilized? I'm not saying what they do in preseason game number one will align directly with what they do week one, but it could be some insight into how those guys are going to be used in a real game situation.
And then Kyle Williams, for sure. I mean, I'm with Wiggy. The whole wide receiver room is interesting because there's guys fighting for roster spots, and then there are guys fighting for playing time. And, like, you could go one day looking like, oh, that might be the three or four option to, well, if he didn't play well, he might not make the team. Like, it's pretty competitive, I would say, four through six. Right. And so does Kyle Williams or Javon Baker or, you know, Mac Hollins, if he plays, like, do those guys kind of show out a little bit?
Well, let me give you one more. Is Kyle Duggar playing beyond some of the starters? You know, that's a guy who we're watching his roster spot. Like, is he playing with some second unit guys, and is Woodson stealing
that's
some of his reps?
That's always a big tell, especially in the last preseason game, but even in the first. Like, if there's a guy that you if you know the name of a guy playing in the fourth quarter.
He's in the game a little late. Yeah. So I was just going to say this, too, about some of those receivers. Is Javon Baker playing a lot with Woolridge? You know Jalen Polk is going to be. Who's Chisholm getting reps with?
Probably all Woolridge.
If those guys are out there for the second half with the third-string quarterback, that's a bad sign for their roster spot.
I could see Baker, especially if Drake May doesn't play a lot, I could see Baker not getting any run with him, but being in there with Dobbs.
Yeah.
And then obviously with Woolridge as well. And then Craig Woodson, the eraser?
I'm saying I think if he's out there with Woolridge, that's not a great sign for him.
No. Not a great sign, but is it exclusively Woolridge? Then I would agree with you. If it's also some Dobbs and it's like, let the guy play.
That's fair.
Give Woolridge a chance, right? So Woolridge isn't just out there with scrubs, because there are a lot of receivers fighting for just snaps in general. Because we even saw that. Remember, like, we saw Mac Hollins as one of the three receivers on multiple Drake May sets. And then you look back up and it's Josh Dobbs' group. And Mac Hollins is out there again. So you're like, okay, they've had a sort of mix and match with some of those receivers.
All right, you can jump in. 617-779-7937. We got thoughts on the Brady statue unveiling tonight. We got some hints. I know the news stations are covering it very breathlessly. So we have some thoughts on that. We also have some best and worst case scenarios for the Patriots. Once we roll around to some real games this season, we'll get you all of that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by In the Game, Peabody. The Red Sox return to the field tonight, looking to get back in the win column when the Sox begin a three-game series with the Padres in San Diego. First pitch is at 9:40. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Mike Monaco right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Stock Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Walker Buehler will get the start for the Sox in the series opener against the Padres' Nick Pivetta. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcand at 8:40. Braintree has advanced to the Little League World Series after defeating Bedford, New Hampshire in extra innings last night. Up next, Braintree will face South Carolina next Thursday from Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Tonight is the New England Patriots preseason opener against the Washington Commanders from Gillette Stadium. Kickoff is at 7:30. Prior to tonight's game, the Patriots will unveil a 12-foot Tom Brady statue outside the Patriots Hall of Fame. WEEI Afternoons will be broadcasting live 2 to 6 from the Dean College stage at Patriot Place ahead of tonight's ceremony. Today, the Boston Celtics announced the team has signed head coach Joe Mazzulla to a multi-year contract extension. Per team policy, terms of the deal were not disclosed. And tomorrow night, the New England Revolution hosts DC United. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 7:30. It's the Great Game Card Giveaway at In the Game in Peabody. Just walk in, ask for the GCG, and get free $25 game card. No purchase, no catch. Now through August 17th, only at In the Game. Haven't visited in a while? Now's the time. Restrictions apply. One per guest. See store for details. I'm Billy Laney. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.